उदाहरणं इमाम इतिहासं पुरातनं दूतानां विष्णुजमयो संवादस्तं निबोधमे चाहिए. One example is the इतिहास. इतिहास means history. The basic system of इतिहास, it is not the modern history. Modern इतिहास means some incidents which took place long, long ago, and such incidents is very beneficial to hear so that we can follow. That is called itihas. It is not chronological record of all incidences. Only important. Puratan. Puratan means old and important. So Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj how important is Krishna consciousness. Now, he's giving one incident of history. Example is better than precept. How Ujjami was saved simply by chanting once, not once, many times, Narayana. That is the itihas, Puratana. In the basic literature, there are itihases on history. There is like Mahabharata. Mahabharata is the history. Bharat means India. And Maha means greater. Greater India. That time modern age, they use Greater Britain. Greater is so many. Same thing, Mahabharata means Grita. Maha means great. And Bharat means India. The history of Grita. Although India is very small now in comparison to, although it is called subcontinent, still in comparison to America or Africa, it is very small, but formally it was not so small. Greater India means India outside also. And so far we collect records from the Mahabharata, part of Europe also, India, up to Greece and Rome. Therefore, it is called Mahabharata. And when there was the battle of Kurukshetra, all kings and rulers from different parts of the world, they joined, either this party or that party. The Kaurava, the dynasty of the Kurus, they were ruling all over the world. The capital was Hastinapur, which is now known as New Delhi. It is very old. And the emperor up to Maharaj Parikshit, they were ruling all over the world. There was one flag, not many flags. That's what is called Mahabharata. So, Mahabharata, the battle of Kurukshetra was executed by two sections of brothers of the same family. One empire, one king, but Dhritarashtra and his younger brother, they are two brothers. So Dhritarashtra being blind, he was not qualified to occupy the throne. So his younger brother, Pandu, he was given the throne, and Pandu died untimely, keeping his children, his five brothers, Pandavas, because they were sons of Pandu, they are known as Panda. So Pandu also belonged to the Kuru family, and Dhritarashtra's son also belonged to the Kuru family. Actually, they are Kauravas. But when there was fight between the two brothers' sons, one party was known as Kaurava and the other party was known as Pandava. Therefore, Dhritarashtra says in the Bhagavad Gita beginning, Mamaka Pandava Sriyu. Mamaka means my sons. And because both of them are Kurus, now they are divided, Mamaka, my sons, and Pandava, the Pandu's sons. King of Kurukshetra, Sanjaya. And this Kurukshetra is Dharma Kshetra. Not because the fight was there and Krishna was on the battlefield, therefore it is called Dharma Kshetra. Sometimes it is interpreted like that. But actually Kurukshetra was Dharma Kshetra since very, very long time. In the Vedas, it is stated, Kurukshetra Dharma Vasare. If one wants to execute ritualistic ceremony, he should go to Kurukshetra. And it is the system still now in India. If there is some disagreement or quarrel between two parties. So, still they would go to the temple. Temple is Dharma Kshetra. So that one may not dare to speak lie in front of the deity. This is still there. If one is very low in mentality, still he gives challenge that you are talking these false, now speak before them. I realize, no, this is India still. You cannot speak lies before the deity. That is offense. Don't consider the deity is a marble statue. No. Sayang Bhagavan. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he saw Jagannath deity, he immediately felt, here is my love. Not a life has. It's some statue. No. It is Krishna appreciation. So you appreciate and not appreciate. The deity is the Supreme Personality of Godhead personality. We should all accept. So we shall be very careful before the deity not to commit offense in serving him and offering him prasadam and blessing him. We should always think here is personal issue. He is personal. But due to our lack of knowledge, we cannot understand. So, everything in the Shastra, we should follow. This is called Brahminical culture. This Krishna consciousness movement means Brahminical culture. The cultural exhibition of the first class men. The Brahmana is to be understood as the first class man within the human society. Therefore Krishna says, Chatubbandhan Maya Sistam Gunapadman Vibhav. If he asks, history means to understand the activities of the first class man. That is history. The pick up the most important incidents. Therefore the example is given here that Udahanti imam itihasam purata. Because it is a first class incident. Otherwise if you record the history of the whole period, where we'll read that and we'll appreciate that and where we'll keep that. Daily so many things are happening. That's what according to basic system, the only important incidents are recorded in the history. Therefore it is called Purana. Purana means old history. Puratanam. Puratanam means very, very old. That I recall. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is the collection of very old history, historical history. Itihasa Purana. Saram saram samudhitya. Saram means essence. Not that all nonsense records have to be taken. No. Saram saram. Only the important essence. That is it. This is called Indian history. Mahabharata. Maha means Greater India. Greater India. There are so many incidents as well there. But the most important incident, the battle of Kurukshetra, is there. Not that all the battles should be recorded. So long the human history is there, there must be war. We cannot avoid. And because it is material world, disagreement, misunderstanding must be there. You cannot avoid it. Because everyone is not of the same standard. There is no question. Somebody is in the lower standard, somebody is in the middle standard, and somebody is in the highest standard. That is division. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. You cannot avoid. So out of these three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the ignorance and passion are base quality. And goodness is first class quality. So the human life means we are born either in the base qualities. Nobody is born in the first class quality. Once he is born in this material world, maybe somebody has taken his birth in the mode of goodness. That's very rare. But mostly they are born in the base qualities, ignorance and passion. But the shastras are there. Anyone can be raised to the astral world by training. That is human civilization. Janmana jayati shudra sanskarat bhavidhija vidupathat bhavidhitra brahma janati pi brahma. This is the process. When you take your bath, that bath is not significant. A shudra, fourth class man. Everyone is born fourth class man. So if you keep them fourth class and degrade them into fifth class, sixth class, then how there will be peace? How there will be peace? Therefore, in your country, in America, they are now perplexed, crying, why and what to do. Because you kept them fourth class and they are going down to be fifth class, sixth class, how you can expect peace? It is not for you. If you do not elevate them, he is already born Shudra. Janvana Ajayati Shudra. Now you have to reform him. Sanskara. Sanskara means reforming. You are born Shudra, you are inclined to do something, so many things, intoxication, illicit sex, and drinking, and gambling, and meat eating. These are all Shudra qualities. Or less than that. Shudras also, they abide by the Vedic orders. Shudras also do not do whimsically whatever he likes. Shudras, they are taken among in the Vedic society because Shudras also, they are last class, fourth class. They are eager to follow the orders or the orderly things as given by the Brahmanas. Therefore, Shudras up to Shudras accepted as bona fide class beings. And below the Shudras, they are called Chandalas. Chandalas, fifth grade. They are also mentioned. Kirata, Huna, the Prince, the Bhukkasa. Everything is analyzed. The human civilization should be to raise the fourth class man to the first class. That is human. But there is no idea, he is first class man. Everyone is a drunkard, everyone is a illicit sex hunter, and everyone is gambler, and everyone is meat eater. Where is first class man? There is no first class man, or fourth class man. And they are being taught simply how to manufacture big skyscrapers, and every year new model of car. Is that civilization? That is not civilization. You may be advanced in technology. So, technology means technician. Suppose a man knows how to work in electricity, so many things. Does it mean he is a learned man? No. Learned third class man, that is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Samo, Ramo, Satyam, Suchi, Pritikya, Arjavam, Jnanam, Vidyanam, Asikam, Brahma Karma Samas. These are the first class. There is nothing meant that an electrician or a motor mechanic and so you are misled. Therefore you are facing this crisis. The crimes and why and what to do. So unless you take to Krishna consciousness, how to create first class man, you are doomed. You must know this. Therefore, those who have taken to Krishna consciousness, It is my request to you help your country. How to become? At least there must be a section of man, first class, so that people will see. They are appreciating. I know that. When I was going from Los Angeles to Hawaii, one priest in plain dress came to see me. He came to our family. Can I speak with him? Yes, sir. His first question was that how your disciples look so bright. They are appreciating. They are really first class man. So I replied, the process is so nice. Face is the index of mind. If you become purified within, then your face is bright. If you dirty within this heart, how can it be bright? No, that's not possible. Face is the index of mind. So this Hare Krishna mantra means to purify inside. Ceto dharpana marjanam bhava mahadavarmi nitpapanam. So, of course, we are trying our best. Now, you American boys and girls, try to understand more and more and help your countrymen. How to become first class man. That I requested every time. That from material point of view, you are already first class. Because you are not poverty. You have got enough, everything. But in spite of materially first class, bigger or stronger than other nations, because there is no training, spiritual, therefore there is crime. Therefore there is crime. And it is very difficult to solve. So this is the problem. I am talking since yesterday, as soon as I saw the Times magazine, the heading, crime, why and what to do. Yes, this is a problem. The problem. But the solution is here. Krishna's answer. Solution is. And it is very easy to become first class man. You know by practical experience. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That's all. It is not difficult. Anyone, even a child can do it. So increase this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and give that nice prasadam. So, one ajami was delivered by chanting Narayan's name. You can deliver many millions of ajami. The process is the same. The process has not changed. Therefore he is quoting this, the itihasam atra chola haranti imam itihasam purasam. It is spiritual. It is not that now the mode has changed. No. What was potent millions of years ago, that is potent still. That is spiritual. It has not changed. Therefore it is said, itihasam purasam. Although it is very old, but the effect is the same. In the old times, people used to eat and get satisfaction. The same satisfaction is now. You eat, you feel satisfaction. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. This is the material necessities. So, these such necessities were in the old millions of years ago, and those necessities are still there. There is no change. So, this is the process. How to, they are now thinking, why there is crime, and why, and what is the remedy. We are thinking the material way. We are thinking that we have got enough, everything. Why that should be crying? But they do not know that unless you make first class man by training, the fourth class man will degrade more and more. Just like a child, if you don't send him to school to get education, he will be still born and degrade more and more. So this is the problem. So how to train first class man? That method is here, Krishna consciousness movement. And take it seriously, and if you actually love your countrymen, raise them to the standard of first class man. Thank you very much. Not in this. This is not the process. The process is you must be free. Don't manufacture something. That is what you have done. You have seen all the concepts of the dancing, so you should follow.